Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
1 hour from now, we take a look at tonight's NBA play-in games. Anyway, it could be as interesting as last night's games. We'll find out. Miami getting 5.5 at Philly. Man, is it all about Bam Adebayo against Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Tyrese Maxey, all the names that figure into that one with an opportunity to lock in a trip to New York and the Garden and a matchup against the second-seeded Knicks. The nightcap, a 9:30 Eastern tip. Hawks, Bulls. You'll definitely stay up for that one. Or not. Ben Standig in 40 minutes to talk what the Commanders are going to do with the second pick in the NFL draft. Is it definitely Jaden Daniels? As we've seen prices continue to move on that. Will Hill in the third hour to talk baseball and hoops. We'll talk the rest of the Eastern Conference in about an hour and 20 minutes, but it's a Wednesday. Let's power rank some things, shall we? Live coast to coast on the BetQL network. It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Joe, would you like to go first and power rank your five favorite NBA playoff bets?
Yeah, I will. I will add, though, that I'm a little disappointed in myself because at the moment, I don't have any long shots that I really like. And that's something that we've been talking about this week that just – it's probably going to be chalky. Maybe the NBA playoffs has something different in store for us. But I'm going to start with number five, and I went with the result of the NBA Finals. I did the Denver Nuggets to beat the Boston Celtics plus 610. That's the longest number that I have on the board. So Denver over Boston, never easy to pick the two finalists. But maybe it's a little different this season. A first-round matchup, a series bet that I'm taking a look at, I'm going to take the Suns minus a game and a half at plus 135. So obviously they've got to win 4-2 or better. So you have that security there. I think the Suns will be marching on past Minnesota. Number three, I'm going to go with, you know, this has only been around for a couple of years. So it's kind of interesting, super small sample, and just taking a look at previous winners, I think we have a decent handle on how voters are going to handle the conference finals MVP. And that's what I did with the Western Conference Finals MVP as my number three bet. It's better than Denver to win the West a little bit. So I do recommend if you like a team to win the conference, maybe look at the star player on that team to win the conference finals MVP, Jokic plus 160. In what world does Denver win the West and Jokic is not the Western Conference Finals MVP? That number is plus 160 as opposed to plus 140 for Denver to win the West. Number two, I'm going with another first round series. Clippers Mavs, this thing's going seven. That is plus 190. I see it going the distance. Really looking forward to that. Yeah, we're waiting on Kawhi. But even if we don't get Kawhi, I still think this is going to be at least six games. I'm betting that it gets pushed to seven. And my number one bet, and I talked about the conference finals MVP and looking for that gap, and boy, do we have it here. This person's already won conference finals MVP. If his team gets to the finals, I think he's going to do it again. Boston's minus 175 to win the East, but Tatum for conference finals MVP is plus 115. And so that's my favorite going into an NBA finals, NBA playoffs, rather, futures bet that I'm taking a look at.
Wow. Ours are almost identical, and I did not see this coming. I know.
What?
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, it was like, do whatever you want with the playoffs.
Yeah. I know. Wait till I give you mine. I was going to start mine off by saying, you know, I'm taking a page out of Pittsburgh's finest Chris Mack's book and betting the chalk here. So.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was going to set mine up. And Joe kind of went the same direction at number five.
I don't like it.
One of my favorite bets, Mavs Clippers six games is plus 190. Number four, it's similar because I think this is going the distance. So you're going to win money either way. Mavs Clippers seven games at plus 230. I like both of those. Jokic plus 330 finals MVP. If the Nuggets are going to run it back, he's winning MVP unless something crazy happens and he's injured. But I don't even think at that point they're going to win the NBA finals. So Jokic plus 330 finals MVP. This is the longest one I have. A couple years ago, Jaylen Brown was making a strong case for finals MVP. There was about six players that were, you know, it was up for grabs. Tatum's probably going to win it if the Celtics, you know, win it all. But the value on Jaylen Brown at 16-1 for finals MVP, I liked that one. And then one that Joe has, Nuggets beat Celtics plus 610 in the finals. That's one of my favorites.
Wow, that is.
So kind of similar, Joe, don't you think?
Crazy similar.
Yeah, yeah. I had Jokic for conference. You had him for finals MVP. We picked the exact same series on number of games.
I know. I was like, wow, because I thought mine was going to be different, but wild.
I thought about Jaylen Brown. That's a, yeah, that's a good number.
Yeah, good number. That is. All right. So I went, Mr. Chalk here. I expect things to look, because we've talked about it, right? Going all the way back to the Super Bowl, Mahomes and the Chiefs. Okay. And then we saw UConn Purdue in the tournament. And, you know, it just feels South Carolina in the women's tournament going undefeated. All that, all the chalk is coming in, right? And I'll get to it in my number one spot. But there's definitely chalk involved. But I'm going to start with a couple of player props, but not conference MVP or finals MVP. I'm going to start with a series where I am clearly the contrarian to a lot of other folks, and that is I do think the Magic get past the Cavs. And if they do, it will be because they're more successful offensively than they were much of the regular season. I think that includes Paolo Banchero having a really good series. His point per game prop at BetMGM, 22.6. He was over that for the final month of the season. I'm going to take that in this series against Cleveland, because even if the Magic don't upset the Cavs in this series, the bulk of their offense is still going to get funneled through Banchero. Paolo Banchero, over 22.6 points per game in the playoffs. It's about even money. Another player prop for playoff points per game that I like. Look, we've been all over the Knicks. I've told you guys my ridiculous long shot Knicks playoff bets, like 7-1 to win the Eastern Conference that I got a while ago. And the crazy like 115-1 or whatever it is, the Knicks Mavericks in the NBA Finals bet. Those aren't amongst my five favorites. But OG Anunoby going over 14.1 points per game in the playoffs. Again, if the Knicks are going anywhere, it's going to be because Anunoby is playing well. Everything's driven by Brunson. I get it. But if they're going to get past, I suspect, the Sixers and go anywhere else, it'll be because OG Anunoby is showing up playing well. 14.1 points per game. A little higher, obviously, than his regular season average. But again, if you look at the way he played down the stretch once he was healthy and back in the lineup, right in line with what he did. That's number four. So Banchero five, Anunoby number four. Number three, it's a first round series bet. Denver over the Lakers in five games. It's plus 240. It's not a ton of value, but I honestly, there's no way the Nuggets don't handle the Lakers in a short series, I don't think. The max it goes is six. I don't think it'll even get that far. We talked about Jokic against AD and what that's probably going to look like. It's not going to be pretty for the Lakers. I do think they'll steal one at some point. So give me Denver over the Lakers in five games at plus 240. That's number three. Number two, you guys both think Mavs Clippers is going to go seven. Maybe it gets cut in six. I think it's definitely six max. And I've thought more about this series, and I know we all agree it should be a really good series. My only question is, like you mentioned, Joe, Kawhi Leonard. And so let's say the two teams split the games that Kawhi Leonard plays in. If he doesn't play in two games, right? Let's say he's dinged up and misses the first two and doesn't jump into the series until it's in Dallas. This is just a narrative I'm building, but I think in that case, if they split the four games that Kawhi plays, Dallas wins the other two games. Dallas minus 1.5 games, the series spread over the Clippers. This also gets me plus money on the Mavs against the Clippers at plus 130. Not a huge number, but I like it. Mavs minus 1.5 series spread over the Clippers at plus 130 is number two. And number one for me, hi, my name's Chris, and I like chalk. Denver-Boston finals matchup. It's only plus 250. But this is the collision course that we're all headed on. I mean, this is what we know it's going to end up being. It is the Nuggets and the Celtics in the finals. And so the number's not great, but it's as good a value as you're going to get on everything going chalky in the NBA playoffs, plus 250. I'll take it. Denver-Boston finals matchup number one at plus 250. So Banchero over his points per game, number five. Anunoby, number four. Denver over the Lakers in five games exactly, number three. Mavs minus 1.5 series spread over the Clippers is number two. Number one, Nuggets-Celtics finals matchup at plus 250. So the one thing we all come back to, guys, is Denver-Boston. It's not just my number one. It's what both of you brought up in talking about conference finals MVPs or NBA finals MVPs. It's Boston, Denver, Joe.
Which team are you guys worried about ruining that? Either conference. Is there one team where like, oh man, they just might blow this thing up on either side? I can't come up with one in the East. I guess it's Philly. Better win tonight.
Philly or maybe Orlando, but you're really reaching, I think, to find one.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
In the East, I still, and it's not just for the bit, I still believe the Knicks can get hot for a week and prove to be a hurdle for the Celtics that drags things out and maybe gets lucky. That's, I think, the best shot in the East.
Mavs Clippers winner? Right?
That's the one in the West. For me, it's the Mavs. Because, again, I think they take care of the Clippers in better than seven. But that has to be the one. That's just because of how hot they've been in the second half of the season.
What if Tatum's like a no-show again, like we've seen before in the playoffs? Like, that's possible.
Then it's all open. It's all wide open. And I guess we're here. We're talking about Philly. Everybody's talking about Philly.
Yeah.
And I know I've said I don't really believe in them. I don't think it's like previous seasons. But Miami's playing tonight. Miami could force Philly to win in another game. I guess, I don't know. We'll dive into that more. But that number is high for tonight.
So you think Miami, if they get past Philly, well, not even if they get past Philly, because I think we probably all agree
they have to get past Philly, because now you're in the eight. Now you're facing off against Boston in the first round. Good luck.
The Heat, I mean, you look at Jimmy Butler's game log. I mean, where has Jimmy Buckets been? He's going to need to flip a switch. Aaron, he hasn't been scoring.
I get the shivers. I can't. I don't want to look at his game log because look at his picture that he has on the game log.
I know.
It just creeps me out.
The flat iron hair.
Emo Jimmy. Yeah, we'll get into and I think it's worth questioning whether Jimmy Butler is going to be that again this spring when we get into the play-in games in a little less than an hour. But to your point, Joe, like I don't – unless Joel Embiid has miraculously recovered and is 100% and is going to look like that night after night, I don't – again, I think it's the Sixers or the Knicks who can push the Celtics as far as they can go, push them to seven games, and maybe in a single game elimination spot pull off the impossible. But that's it. The Bucks are a disaster. We don't know about Giannis. The Cavs have fallen apart down the stretch. Orlando is, like I like them to get through a series, but that's really it. Indiana's inconsistent, doesn't know what defense is. I mean, and on the Western side is between Oklahoma City and or Minnesota, the two young, inexperienced teams. Someone's going to cough something up early, if not in the first round, in the second round. Phoenix, how healthy can they stay? Where is it? It's Dallas in the West, I think, and either New York or Philly in the East. But I think we're headed, like I said, we're on a collision course for Boston, Denver, which is going to be a hell of an NBA Finals. We shouldn't complain about it just because it's chalky. I think it's going to be great.
I wouldn't.
But it's really hard to find stumbling blocks between here and there. Stumbling blocks for the television ratings for one event in particular. And Reggie Miller struggles with math. Both of those next as we go off the board on BetQL Daily.